This week, we're adding some new features to our business reporting. On Mondays at this time, we'll focus on technology. And we'll start today with an effort to cram several kinds of technology into one expensive gadget. It's a cell phone, an organizer, and a link to the web. It has a tiny keyboard, and in time, it may even be a substitute for a laptop computer. It's called a smartphone, and several companies are competing fiercely to produce the best one. Walter Mossberg of the Wall Street Journal offered to help demonstrate them. Okay, I got in a box here this device. What is it?
It's called the Trio 650.
From Sprint.
It's actually made by Palm.
This is the same people who used to do the Palm
Pilot. Same people that invented the pocket organizer.
What are we looking at here? Just describe this.
It looks like a somewhat large candy bar phone, and by candy bar I mean not one that flips open.
It doesn't fold, yeah.
It has a full keyboard like you would have on your computer.
Yeah.
It's small, of course, so that it fits on here.
And now there's another, if I may, I'm just playing around with this thing.
Sure.
On the screen itself, it's got a bunch of options and things I can do on this. Contacts, voicemail, VersaMail, I guess that's email.
That's email.
Get ringers, get apps,
right.
Call log, web, I can go on the World Wide Web. I can play games, get images, and then a quick tour, which I would need to get used to.
Well,
this,
this has quite a few capabilities, as you just noted. It can play music.
Can Bobby love, love, Bobby love.
This reveals my age, of course, but...
It's also that Can't Buy Me Love. This is not a theme that I think the company selling these phones would really want to go with.
No. it has a camera, and I'm going to take a picture of you. And it even makes a little camera sound if we're lucky.
Hey, how'd it come
picture
out?
Picture of you.
It's a little dark, but
it looks
good.
Well, it's because there's light behind you.
Well, maybe I'll take a picture of you, and maybe it'll come out better. I'm going to hit this center button.
Yep, just hit it quickly.
Okay. Zero alerts.
This is tricky. You have to hit it very quickly and lightly.
Okay.
There you
All
go.
Right, there we go. Walter Mossberg.
But the camera in here is not that extraordinary. There are lots of much cheaper, simpler phones that have a camera.
Okay.
The main features of this thing are the merging of the phone, the PDA, you know, which is sort of like a Palm where you have your calendar and your contacts, and an email device. Because what's happening is that there's a morphing or an evolution of the cell phone into really a small computer.
Can I just mention, by the way, I'm now completely lost. I'm in a calendar. I don't know what's happening on here. I don't know how to get back to my basic manual.
Well, if you spend a few minutes, you really don't even have to read the manual, and I think you'd be all right.
Okay. Well,
but let me just show you that whereas most cell phones have 10 phone numbers in them, on this thing, I have like 1,200 phone numbers. So I can go to my contact list, and I can type in the first few letters of any name and immediately dial it by hitting the space bar. Katie, it's Walt. I'm on NPR. We're making a test call. Why don't you say hi?
I'm not on the radio right now.
Yes, you are. It's very clear, the user interface here.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Katie.
All right, take care.
Bye.
How much does this cost?
It costs $500 with a 2-year contract from Sprint.
Meaning you have to pay for the phone service and everything else and internet for 2 years.
Yeah, that's right.
We've got a couple of other brands of phones here.
Smartphones. These are all smartphones you have on your desk.
The
yeah.
Sony Ericsson P910A and something from BlackBerry, which is already a pretty well-known name. How do they compare in price?
One is more expensive than the Trio. One is less expensive. The Sony P910 is more like $600 or $700. It's only available from AT&T and only if you're a business customer. The BlackBerry is, everybody knows about BlackBerries that are primarily email devices. A few of them are also phones. They have been terrible phones, terrible user interface. But what you have on your desk is a brand new thing called the BlackBerry 7100T. And it's really serious competition, in my opinion, for the Trio that we've been talking about. It's only $199.
With each of these phones, wonderful gizmos, pretty high price. Is mm-hmm. there a catch to any of these?
Well, the price is a catch, and you do have to learn some things about them. I mean, they're not as simple as a regular voice phone. I hope these things don't get brain-dead simple, or I'm out of business, Steve. But I'm fairly confident they won't get brain-dead simple anytime soon.
We've been talking to Walter Mossberg. He's a columnist for The Wall Street Journal. Walter, thanks very much for coming by.
Thanks for having me.